Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Deborah Fine is our guest. She's the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. I encourage you to check it out. It's a very good book. She is, her website is Deborah Fine, DeborahFine.com. I encourage you to check that out too. Deborah, thanks again for being here. So you've been doing some contemplating about the young people, the teenagers showing up for work, haven't you?
Well, I have, and I think it applies to small business people, especially at this time of year. You know, I had it in my heart because I struggled as a teen myself, but you see, it's just awful. I don't even care if a kid is shy anymore. They are so device connected, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody has a screen that they're looking at all day, and the book is called Beyond Texting, and it's for teenagers. It's not for us. It's for us to read with our teens. Mm-hmm. But here's the key. We can criticize all we want. I don't think you get anywhere with a teenager criticizing. I don't. I mean, you do on occasion, but
as much fun as it may be, it doesn't work.
Exactly. Here's the key. How are they learning the skills of face-to-face interaction if they are using texting all the time, if their idea of a conversation is Facebook? And of course, all that you'll find on Facebook is positive things, not real things. And so I say it's up to us, educators, parents, that's bosses, to train them, because otherwise, where's the feeding ground to real communication with people? And we're going to find ourselves with a generation of those who think that walking down the hall and or talking to a customer or client are crazy. Mm-hmm. See, here's the other problem that you have if you're a small business person. You've got to get these people off their devices, these teenagers, because when I walk into the store and their eyes are down, and I get that it's hard to control this, it's got to be a no-device-free zone.
Don't you think, Jim?
You.
No, there's no question. And I tell you, there's something else, though, that I've observed in employing people in their early 20s and that sort of thing, is because of the lack of facial contact that they're not used to. If you ever sort of call them on the carpet a little bit, maybe point out to them that they messed up and try to talk about how to fix it and here's what that's caused the problem. You know, very nicely, not being rough or anything. They have a hard time with that sometimes.
Because
you're talking to them like that face to face.
Right.
And my point is, you're not doing them any favors. If they can't look at you and tell that you're loving them enough to talk to them, you didn't fire them. You're saying, hey, you didn't know this. This is what happened. It's not your fault. You know, we should have trained you better. But here's what you have to do. Let's make sure this doesn't happen again. Any kind of a fine point you put on that makes them very uncomfortable, a lot of them. And I think the devices, what you're talking about, is contributing to that.
Well, that's a really good point. I think you're absolutely right. I think the other...
I'm sorry, Deborah, because they've got to be able to look back at you and say, you want to... See, people in our generation, we want to see in their eyes, hey, boss, I got it. I get this. I promise you, I understand. I won't do it again. That's what you want back from them, right?
I agree. As a matter of fact, there's a whole chapter in my book. Now, this is for teens. It's not for us. On how to negotiate with that authority figure. That could be your parent, that could be your boss, that could be your teacher, professor, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you go back and forth with feedback? How do you give feedback? How do you get feedback? Because those aren't natural skills for any of us, Jim. Maybe for you, but not for the rest of us. But also for a teen, it's harder. There's a whole chapter on instant messaging because you touched on that. Instant messaging for a teen, to me, is body language. Looking in someone's eye, but how do you carry yourself? How do you, when someone is giving you criticism, if you look like you wilt, or then maybe I'm not going to deliver the information that would really be helpful to you. So find a posture, even if you're faking it, that indicates that you are comfortable, that you can hear what I have to say, that you're listening, et cetera, et cetera. But just when you walk into a store these days, or even a doctor's office or whatever, and you see people my age on devices, looking at their, catching up on their phone, their messages and all that,
right.
It's like, we have to, what are we going to do about this, Jim?
Right.
We have to find a way that people give that customer service that you talk about all the time, okay?
Yep.
And they can't do it with devices. So
the book is called Beyond Texting,
right?
The Fine Art of Face-to-Face.
Conversation, communication for teenagers. But,
for teenagers.
Jim, how did the time go by this fast?
It flies when you're having fun, but the Fine Art of Small Talk.
Right.
And then also the
Beyond
Texting, the Fine Art of Face-to-Face.
Face-to-face communication for teenagers.
Teenagers by Deborah Fine. DeborahFine.com also. You can find out more about that there. Deborah, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great end of summer.
Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.